News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Connolly. This is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Looks like snowfall totals are closer to 3 inches in the Wausau area. We do have some tree lines down. About 200 people without electricity in Mosinee. And let's give you some school cancellations and delays for our area. Not many for now. That could be increasing as we move through the morning. Butternut schools are closed today. The Mellon School District is closed. Phillips is operating on a 2-hour delay. We had a couple of roof collapses that are in the news from this wet, heavy snow. A barn owned by Tom Witter and his family collapsed in the town of Maine in Marathon County on Overlook Heights Drive. One cow had to be put down. No people were hurt. And we had a report of a partial roof collapse at the Kmart in Eau Claire. Police at the scene say the store was open for business at the time last night. A gas line was severed and the store had to be evacuated. What are we seeing around our region? Well, parts of Iowa and Minnesota were hit very hard. Rod Donovan is with the National Weather Service.
Pretty good area of snowfalls of 7 to 9 inches across portions of north central Iowa and into southern Minnesota.
And he says there are lots of areas that are going to experience near blizzard-like conditions because of blowing and drifting today. Fire gutted a home yesterday in the near downtown Wausau. The fire was reported around 2 o'clock. This may have been smoldering for some hours before it was noticed. EMS Division Chief Josh Finke says they still don't know the exact cause of the fire. That remains under investigation.
When we arrived, it was pretty heavily involved. Again, there was nobody home at the time that it started, so nobody was injured. There is substantial damage to the home. We have no idea what the cause is at this point, but inspectors will be there.
Now, the residents were not at that McDonald Street home when the fire started. Their dogs were trapped inside and did not survive. Oak wilt has been found in some trees at Rib Mountain State Park. DNR Forest Health Specialist Mike Hillstrom says this tree-killing fungus has been found in Marathon County before, but not in the state park. He says they are going to run some tests on trees that don't look healthy.
In the fall, we noticed some trees that lost their leaves early, and those trees also had some storm damage from earlier in the year. And that's a way that these trees classically get oak wilt. So we went out and took some samples from the trees, and our lab tests confirmed that the trees had wilt.
This is a fungus that spreads when the spores are spread by insects that are feeding on damaged pruned branches. More information about caring for oak trees that have the oak wilt problem is available on the DNR's website, and we have a link at WSAU.com. The situation in Ukraine continues to be very volatile. At one point, protesters outnumbered police and chased them down the block. Police then returned fire at the main square in Kiev. There is news now of a second ceasefire, and part of this deal includes early elections. Sky News reporter David Bowen is there.
We think it's got three key components. One is that the presidential elections will be brought forward, though not by much, to December this year rather than into 2015, that there will be a coalition government, which presumably will include members of the opposition, who of course these protesters support, in 10 days, and that there will crucially be a return to the constitution of 2004, which what it really means is it will dilute the presidential powers. Because these protesters believe that the current president, Yanukovych, has been running this country pretty much as a dictatorship. There was a speaker on the stage saying, this is not a protest anymore, it's a revolution.
A man accused of killing two passengers while driving drunk in Rudolph has reached a plea deal. He is 22-year-old Timothy Savada, and he pled no contest to 2 counts of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. Prosecutors will argue for 15 years in prison, then 15 years of extended supervision when he's sentenced in May. Oregon will not defend its ban on gay marriage in court. Their attorney general announced the decision yesterday in the case of 4 same-sex couples who are suing that state over the ban that prohibits them from tying the knot. Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
For this Friday, be careful on the roadways. We will continue to see some light snow through the early part of today. 2 to 3 inches accumulation in the Northwoods. 1 inch or so additional accumulation through midday around central Wisconsin. Temperatures falling into the teens. We'll see some blowing and drifting snow. A west wind at 20 to 30 miles an hour, gusting up to 40 miles an hour at times. Tonight, a few flurries lingering in the Northwoods. Otherwise, breezy with a low of 1 above 0. On Saturday, partly cloudy. Still breezy out there with a high of 15. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
All right, thank you, Justin. Blowing and drifting snow is a big factor this morning as we've had wind gusts already up to 30 miles per hour. That's going to be with us for much of the day. Winter storm warning still in effect until noon. Updated school cancellations in real time at WSAU.com/cancellations and the real-time weather radar at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.